And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
One of the most troubling so-called education reforms in North Carolina in recent years was the creation of two virtual charter schools run by out-of-state for-profit companies with shady reputations. Online charters have miserable records in other states. Many have been plagued by scandals with high student and teacher turnover, low student achievement, and misleading enrollment numbers designed to pad the company's bottom line. This is the first year of virtual charters in North Carolina, and the problems have already surfaced here too, with turnover rates as high as 32% and questions about what the students are actually learning. The startling response by state lawmakers so far is to weaken the regulation of virtual charters, not strengthen them. The budget, passed by the House, would raise the dropout rate allowed at the schools. The fact that virtual charters are struggling in North Carolina is no surprise. What's disappointing is that state lawmakers don't seem too worried about it, and in fact want to make it easier for the schools not to do their jobs. Apparently, the companies getting their money is the most important thing. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.